Some state lawmakers have introduced a bill to modernize, streamline, and expand Cal Grant access for more students. Democratic Assemblyman Jose Medina says his AB 1456 would expand access to financial aid by making the Cal Grant application process easier by cutting back on red tape.
For many California families, access to financial aid is the single determining factor between choosing to pursue higher education or not, especially for low-income students, first-generation students, and students of color.
Among other things, AB 1456 would target aid towards those who need it most by making financial need the main consideration in determining eligibility. Currently, financial need is taken into consideration, but students must also be of a certain age and maintain a certain grade point average to be eligible for a Cal Grant. Those requirements would be eliminated or eased under the new proposal. Supporters of AB 1456 say that currently, if someone applies for the Cal Grant program as a senior in high school, they are virtually guaranteed to receive it. However, if someone applies at a later age, they have a 1 in 12 chance. AB 1456 would also expand the grant to another 130,000 community college students. Backers of the bill say many of them would not have qualified under the current criteria. The bill would also include another 40,000 CSU and UC students to the eligibility rules. Jasmine Prasad is with the Student Senate for California Community Colleges. She says the Cal Grant program was originally set up in 1955, and at that time, students tended to go straight to college right out of high school. She says that's no longer the case for many college students.
Today's students are older, more diverse, often with children, and much lower income. So the challenge today, low-income students who want to go to college but are more than a year out of high school have only 1 in 8 or 1 in 12 chances of getting a Cal Grant. That's because they must compete for the very limited awards set aside in the Cal Grant competitive program, often referred to as the Cal Grant lottery.
Garcia says that 7 in 10 college students have lost all or some of their income over the last year due to COVID. The bill has passed out of the Assembly and is now in the Senate. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.